That you strike me.
This is an interview with Rosamond Forbes Pickard in Sherburne, Massachusetts. This is February 13, 1995. Robert Brown, the interviewer. I thought, Ros, we could begin talking about some of your earliest memories. You were you born in Cambridge?
In Milton.
In Milton.
Yes.
Nearby. Near Boston.
And when I was a year old, we moved to Shady Hill.
And Shady Hill was where?
You know, where Paul Sachs lived, in Cambridge.
In Cambridge.
It was Professor Norton's house.
Charles Eliot Norton.
Charles Eliot Norton's house. And I guess we were the next people after Professor Norton, I think we were. Mm-hmm. And
why would you have moved in there? Was your father involved?
Oh, well, father was made in 19... I was born in 1908, and in 1909 he was made director of the FOG. So that's why we moved from... That was his first full-time job, and he'd been wandering in the world and raising money for various causes and collecting works of art for Harvard and so forth before that. But here he... This was his work that he came to in 1909.
And was there a... of course, you were tiny then, but...
I was a year old then.
But was the FOG was sort of a dream then, or was it about to happen?
Oh, well, no, the FOG was a museum with casts and maybe a few things. I don't really know, but a few things, a few drawings or paintings, or, you know, kind of 19th century things probably. Mm-hmm. I'm making this up, but that's my recollection. Mm-hmm. and father... brought in real Italian primitives was his great love, and he didn't have enough money to buy many himself, but he would go around to members of his family at first, to who were very generous in helping him to bring these things from Italy, and so the museum got started then. And
And their great strength was the Italian.
In the beginning, it was, yes.
And a great many of the things, as I understand, came through your father in the very early years.
Yes, oh yes, they did.
Did he ever talk to you when you were young about why he collected art and things like that, or did you ever question it or wonder about it, or it was just?
Well, it was his great love. He was in Italy, wandering around, trying to find what he was going to do in the world, and not very well at that time. And he met Richard Norton, Professor Norton's son, who knew a lot about art dealers and so forth, and he was the one who kind of led father into all this and influenced him and helped him get started in this way, and I think probably suggested that the things come to this country, and anyway, the father certainly latched onto that idea, and he was so excited by things in Europe, and he wanted things here, too, in this country.
Was the idea that the FOG would be closely related to coursework, to teaching at Harvard, from the beginning? Was that?
I don't remember about that.
It was mostly for the students in the early days, is that right? The collection?
I suppose theoretically it was.
Where did you first see it? I mean, was it in one place?
Oh, yes, it was a little museum right opposite Memorial Hall. It was between the Memorial Church there, mm-hmm, and Memorial Hall, the William Hayes Fogg Museum. Mm-hmm. And a little building. There must be photographs of it, and I absolutely loved going there, and I'd go there all the time, and I worshipped the works of art and everything. I really had a great feel for it.
And that, as you recall, that came about pretty early. You were very young.
Yeah,
when you first started.
Well, my beginnings was when father brought home Miss Frick's catalog, and for some reason